breath is something which is not in you, but it's in you because you will be fed constantly, and it's here in we. Means culture, isn't it? What is your culture? Is it in you? If it is in you, how come that only 2 months in a cell and you forget it all and you will change if it is yours? How come that you go to another country, a couple of years you live over there, you completely change? Because it's out there. It comes in me and goes out constantly like what?
Breath.
Like the breath. And if I breathe the heart, that will grow in me. This is how it works. Listen, the angels, that's the part of the angels. This is the part of the animals. And you have them both. This is what I mean. So you should pay attention to both of them. Your brain, your lady, pays attention only to this one. Like other animals. I want your third eye to be opened to see the, let's say, magical vision. Yes?
So that the seer, with heart divinely inspired, may be, in appearance, a man like yourselves. His body of dust fallen upon the earth, his spirit circling beyond the highest sphere.
Does it make any meaning to you? I think not necessarily. Because he is referring to one special word in one very special sentence in a very special occasion. The occasion is to God wants, let's say, and a spiritual fellow wants to explain who the Muhammad is, who the Prophet is, okay? And he refers to him as two different fellows. There is one biological Muhammad, there is a spiritual Muhammad, right? These come from somewhere, he calls about, what? They ask from God, what about Muhammad? And Muhammad himself will jump in and say, excuse me, I'm a human being just like you. So, we have to always remember this. The Prophet himself, he said, Ana basharun mislukum. He says, yes, he was a human being exactly like me and you. But there is something else. Because over there, the sentence is not finished. He said, Ana basharun mislukum amma yuhi ilayya. I'm a person just like you, but the inspiration comes to me. He said, physically the guy is like you, yes, but he is looking from the eye of that special inspiration stuff, which is wahy. He said, this is the difference. His biological stuff was not different. Yes, he was a human being. All of them are human beings. Because we are talking about role model of human being for you to become one. So we are not talking about one special fellow who was born godly. That's not what the trick is. Yes, in our stories, we need that, we made it. That's what the Moses is. Before coming here, he is a prophet. But Muhammad was a normal man. The inspiration is something else. Because, can I say the same? That biologically, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was just a man. Yeah. And he could suffer from a flu. He He died from the disease very early and all that. What will make him exceptional is not his biological existence, is that inspiration, that music which was coming to him. He himself said, "It's coming to me." All of them will say, "We don't know it comes." I'm talking about that part. Okay, so if you look at the form or the appearance, he is a human being like you, but his heart has a vision of that inspiration of Wahyu. Yes, he has this physical, earthly form which is walking on the earth, but the breath in him, Ruh, is turning around the galaxies. This is what he is. Quite understandable, isn't it? Yes, please.
His body of dust fallen upon the earth, his spirit circling beyond the highest sphere. We are all water birds, O lad. The sea fully knows our language.
You see, with no interruption, nothing, he's talking about a prophet, okay? The prophet he believes in, okay? In praising. You see, this Muhammad? Yes, apparently he was just like me and you. But that heart and inspiration gave him all that. We are all like that. We are all the birds of the water. We are born with that spirit. We are from there. Therefore, return and going back is to there, you fellow. But he will say it in a very beautiful way. In Persian language, he will say, "Ma hame murqabianim ay qulam bahr midanat zaban ma tamam." First of all, he will call you qulam. And qulam means a slave, but at the same time means little cute guy who is the freshman. But better than that, first of all, he will not tell you we are the ducks. The writing in Persian is a little bit understandable over there. We call morg means chicken, bird. Ab means water. Morg abi means the watery bird. Okay? As simple as that, because the Persian language is description. Then you would just put them all together. He didn't. The bird is separated from the rest of the sentence or explanation, which is we are from the water. All of that all together. Chicken is standing alone. And you fellow, we are that silly stuff. The ocean knows our language. Not we know the language of the ocean. The ocean knows our language. Which is, this ocean is manifested in we. This group of people who we say there are one. 100,000 but one. This is what we is all about. Yes?
Therefore the sea is Solomon, and we are as the birds. In Solomon we move unto everlasting. Will Solomon set your foot in the sea, that the water, David-like, may make 100 rings of mail?
Okay. Now it's quiet beyond understanding. Suddenly Solomon becomes Solomon, Solomon as a word. Do you remember always I react to Solomon and I always remind you of that Solemn, Salim, Musallam, Islam, Taslim, because that's the family of the meaning over there. And for Rumi is that. Here he wants to talk about that And now he doesn't care if Solomon was a human being or not or whatever. So we will start like this. First of all, let us understand that we are that birds of the water, and the ocean knows our language. Therefore, that ocean is the Solomon. Remember, I was supposed to become the Solomon. But that ocean is the Solomon. Because at the end of the day, there is no me becoming. Me becomes we. So Solomon is the ocean. Who are we? We are the thought. A part of that Solomonness in we are the thoughts in this little me. Therefore, the Solomon is the ocean. That's why Solomon knows the language of all birds. Knowledge knows the language of all knowledgeable people. Therefore, Solomon is the ocean. We are the birds, and we are in an eternal journey in Solomon. So, we told you, we are having a trip. We don't imagine the end for it, because we are enjoying the trip. We are enjoying going around in this garden of beauty and discovering the new stuff. You remember, we are drowned, we don't want to be saved. Therefore, we have an eternal journey in this Solomon. You, with this Solomon, put your feet in the ocean. Therefore, you could make from this ocean a protective shield like David did, remember? That's how it works. Now imagine the meaning of Solomon in Rumi's mind. Yes, with.
With Solomon, set your foot in the sea, that the water David-like may make 100 rings of mail. That Solomon is present to all, but jealousy binds eye and enchants, so that from folly and drowsiness and vanity, he is beside us and we are sick of him. The noise of thunder gives the thirsty man headache when he does not know that it brings on the rain clouds of felicity.
You see what's happening over. These are his last words. He knows what he's talking about. This is the moment that he told you practically that this is about being duckling and daring to come in the ocean of the meaning. The reality is for biological part of you, but the meaning, right? Here we say what? That Solomon stuff, that healthy stuff, that kingship. That kingship is the ocean, is the wisdom itself, that knowledge. Be with that knowledge, then come in it. Then you will have the magical power in your hand, like David had. This Solomon I'm talking about, you're looking for it. Where? Where are you looking for this Solomon? You. Where are you looking for it? Do you remember how many times I explained to you that whatever is out there and you're looking for, the science is the best chance you have? You're not talking about something out there. That Solomon stuff is in you. Down here. But you don't know it, you don't see it. Why? Because you are not familiar with it. The base of the knowledge of being kind, being good, is in you. But you cannot even see it. Why? Because of that magician. Do you remember the magician? Will? Remember the magician?